Sarah Harrit's Cosmola Torah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Walcher, and this week we're focusing on the mitzvah of achrayus, responsibility. Today I'd like to discuss a mitzvah in the Torah which is primarily about taking responsibility, and it's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Hoicheach Techiach Es Amisecha, you should surely rebuke your fellow. And then the pasuk continues, and it says, Lo Sisa Olav Chet, which is generally translated to mean, don't have a sin because of him. You should surely rebuke your fellow and don't have a sin because of him. And the Targum understands the second part, don't have a sin because of him. If you don't rebuke him, you see him doing something wrong, and you don't rebuke him for that action, then you become responsible for his sin. So don't have that sin because of not rebuking him. And the underlying principle of this mitzvah is the idea that we're responsible for each other. The Kli Yakar brings the mashal, the famous mashal, of a kid who's drilling in the cabin of his ship. He's drilling a hole, and someone comes to him and says, you're crazy, what are you doing? You're drilling a hole, the water's going to come in. And he says, but it's just my cabin. I can do what I want in my cabin. And the man says, are you crazy? If you go down, we all go down. You can't just worry about your own cabin. You have to worry about everybody. And although this mitzvah feels uncomfortable, think about it like this. Imagine you saw your friend about to be scammed out of all their money. You'd step in because you care. So if you care about someone, you step in when you see them self-destructing. That's at the root of this mitzvah. And there are a lot of relevant halachas, and you always have to ask a rav, and you have to be sure it was actually wrong. Sometimes there are different opinions on a certain halacha. You might think it's wrong, but it's not wrong. You might be suspecting him for nothing. But Rav Tzadok and Tzidkas HaTzadik understands it like this. He says, receiving criticism is always painful. Much as it's important, much as it's beneficial, the person who's being criticized is undoubtedly going to be hurt. Have you ever enjoyed receiving constructive criticism? Even if you've appreciated it, even if it's helped you, it's never pleasant. You never enjoy it. Even if you explicitly ask for feedback on a survey, it always stings a bit. So Rav Tzadok says, before you rebuke someone else and you cause them this pain, you have to make sure that you're 100% clean in this area. Because if you're causing pain to someone else by rebuking them, the microscope, so to speak, is going to be turned on you in that area. You're rebuking someone else, you're causing them pain, so you're going to be examined. How perfect are you in that area? So what it comes to is that this mitzvah actually requires an enormous amount of self-introspection. That whilst it's taking responsibility for each other and each other's spirituality, it's really at the core about taking responsibility for ourselves. Because before we rebuke somebody else, you have to really dig deep inside yourself and see how well you measure up in that area. The Baal Shem Tov translates the pasuk in a similar way. He says, Hoicheach, first you should rebuke yourself. First take responsibility for your own actions before you go on to Toicheach Es Amisecha, before you go on to rebuke your friend. First introspect before you find fault in others. Hoicheach, rebuke yourself, and then Techiach Es Amisecha. And as the pasuk continues, Lo Sisa Olav Chet, don't put the sin squarely on him alone. Meaning, Chazal say, Kol HaPoisel B'Mumo Poisel. If you find a psul, a defect in someone, it's likely to also be your own flaw, your own defect. It's a psychological idea that we notice weaknesses in other people when we have the same exact weaknesses. We notice the things that we're also stuck on our weak points. So before you accuse somebody else of a sin, check yourself. Lo Sisa Olav Chet. Don't imagine just him to have that sin, but ask yourself, why am I noticing this? Is it something that I can also improve on? So again, to plug all that in, Hoicheach, rebuke yourself first. Then Toicheach Es Amisecha. Only then can you rebuke your friend, because Lo Sisa Olav Chet, don't imagine him to be the only sinner in this. So, to summarize, we're required to take responsibility for others on a spiritual level, but that in itself also requires us to take more responsibility for ourselves. Am I meeting all of my own responsibilities? And the reflective question for today is, if you notice someone else doing something problematic, either today or something in general that annoys you about someone, ask yourself, why am I noticing this flaw in this person? And how can this propel me to take greater personal responsibility? You probably know the famous quote of the person who thought that they could change the whole world, and then they realized they should start with their country or their town, and then they adjust the debt to their family. And then they realize that we can only really change ourselves. If we change ourselves, then we have an impact on our family. Maybe that will impact our community and ultimately maybe even impact the whole world. Thank you for learning together and have a great day.